Venezuelans turned out in big numbers today to vote on whether to recall their president, Hugo Chavez. Long lines kept the polls open past closing time. President Chavez has stirred passion since he staged a failed military uprising more than a decade ago. His supporters see Chavez as a champion of the poor. For opponents, he's a dangerous left-wing demagogue. We'll have two perspectives on the Venezuela recall vote, beginning with NPR's Martin Costa in Caracas. Martin, the struggle between supporters and opponents of President Chavez has been violent at times. What's the mood today?
The mood today has been relatively peaceful, especially in comparison to scenes of the last year or two here, where there's been gunfire and there have been beatings in the streets, that kind of thing, during the various stages of the process leading up to this referendum. Today, we saw long lines of voters. Peaceful, relatively peaceful. There are a couple of incidents, but nothing major. People with a lot of patience to stand for hours at a time in the sun. They brought their lawn chairs, they brought umbrellas, and the vendors, the ice cream vendors, were doing a great business in every polling place. But it's been relatively quiet. Now I guess the question will be, how will that hold once these results are announced?
Remind us why President Chavez is so reviled by some Venezuelans and beloved by others.
Well, he's a populist in the sense that he appeals to a sense of long-running grievance by the lower classes here. He has been very active in moving more government control over the oil resources of this oil-rich country. The state oil company is now more tightly controlled by the presidency, and he's been spending more of that money on very visible social programs. So in mainly the poor neighborhoods of Caracas and elsewhere in the country, he's very popular, and you see his face everywhere on posters, and people talk about the revolution he's instituted. On the other hand, there are many who call him a demagogue, and there are some who are deeply suspicious of the fact that he's great friends with Cuba's Fidel Castro, and they're worried that he's trying to sort of edge Venezuela in that direction. So very much a polarizing figure in Venezuela.
I understand this vote is expected to be close. If that's the case, would it really resolve the political standoff?
I don't think it's clear whether this is going to resolve the political tensions in this country anytime soon, but if there's an overwhelming decision one way or the other in these numbers, I think it could soothe things for a little while at least. He's up for re-election normally in 2 years, so perhaps the opposition, if they lose today, will be willing to wait for that. On the other hand, if he is ousted today, if he loses his office, he's pledged to come right back and run to replace himself in 30 days. So there's no guarantee that this is the end of this process.
And have you seen any hint today during the voting as to which way the vote may go?
Very hard to tell. The turnout, as we've said, has been very, very high. It's not clear if that favors one side or the other. Of course, both sides claim that they have the people on their side. The general conventional wisdom leading into this was that Chavez had the upper hand, especially because he's had a lot of extra petrodollars to spend in the poorer neighborhoods lately.
NPR's Martin Casti in Caracas. Thank you.
You're welcome.